Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. My name is James Newcomb. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. And now that we're back into the regular Monday through Friday schedule, we resume our journey through the books of Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs here in this great Lent season, according to the Eastern Orthodox tradition. We will begin with the book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 33, through chapter 38, verse 6. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, or shoot an arrow there, or come before it with a shield, or cast up a siege mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same he shall return, and he shall not come into the city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for the sake of my servant David. And the angel of the Lord went forth, and slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went home, and dwelt at Nineveh. And as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, Adrammelech and Sharezer his sons slew him with the sword, and escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. In those days Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in faithfulness and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and defend this city. We turn now to the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 12 through 18. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, while Lot dwelt among the cities of the valley, and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see I will give to you, and to your descendants forever. I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your descendants also can be counted. Arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent, and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. And we conclude with the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 27, through chapter 15, verse 4. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. In a multitude of peoples is the glory of a king, but without people, a prince is ruined. He who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. A tranquil mind gives life to the flesh, but passion makes the bones rot. He who oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is kind to the needy honors him. The wicked is overthrown through his evil doing, but the righteous finds refuge through his integrity. Wisdom abides in the mind of a man of understanding, but it is not known in the heart of fools. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A servant who deals wisely has the king's favor, but his wrath falls on one who acts shamefully. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise dispenses knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. I came across a wonderful post on social media the other day. A terrific quote, and it's not attributed to any particular person. I would assume that it's was written or spoken by one of the ancient church fathers. But I guess that's just the way it's written, but I don't know for sure. But I want to share it with you before we part ways today. The quote is this: "Do not despair if you keep falling into your old sins. Many of them are strong because they've received the force of habit. Only with the passage of time and with fervor will they be conquered. Do not let anything deprive you of hope." Again, I do not know who said that. Perhaps you know who said that. And if you do, let me know. Send me an email, admin@overtlyorthodox.com. I'd love to know who said it, and I'd love to hear from you. Speaking of Overtly Orthodox, today, the 15th of April, I'm publishing a terrific episode of the on the Overtly Orthodox podcast feed, featuring a gentleman who I would say transitioned to orthodoxy. I don't like to use the word convert to orthodoxy. I think a better term is transition to orthodoxy, especially if you come from some of the mainline Protestant denominations. Oftentimes, people are there because they seek the truth, and they find, I suppose, they find enough of it to stick around. But it's not the full truth, is it, with the Protestant churches, especially the mega churches? A lot of issues there. But I guess there's enough truth there that people they choose to stick around. But if you truly desire the truth, if you truly desire hope, then Eastern Orthodoxy is where you're going to find it. And as the Lord said, if you seek, you will find. And if you truly seek the truth, my firm belief is that you'll find it in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, the church. Anyway, it's a good episode, and he's got a great story. His name is Gary Greenfield, and it's going live later today. I have a couple of things to add to the show notes before it's ready to be published, but keep an eye out on that. The podcast is called Overtly Orthodox. So, just want to put that out there. My name is James Newcomb, and I thank you for pressing play on today's version of Good Morning and Praise the Lord, GMPTL. Find us on the web at overtlyorthodox.com. We will close today's session, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.